This is the With a Dog podcast, a podcast for the modern dog parent. I'm your host, Carly, and every Wednesday I bring on pet professionals or some fellow dog parents, and we laugh, learn, and commiserate about everything from the confusing vet visits to dog park etiquette to the 2 a.m. potty breaks. Essentially, life with a dog. Hello, people with a dog. Happy With a Dog Wednesday and happy fourth birthday to the With a Dog podcast. I can't believe it's been 4 years of me doing this, of you guys listening, and of the podcast existing. I feel like the podcast itself is like its own entity at this point. She has taken on her own personality at this point. And you know what? Honestly, she would be an Aries, okay? April 15th is the podcast birthday. So we are 2 days past that at this point, but we're just calling it birthday. It's the birthday week for the podcast. This episode is purely to celebrate that. So it's a solo episode. We're going to talk about how I'm feeling about the podcast this past year, the goods, the bads, and stuff we're looking forward to in the future. I say we, like me and the podcast are looking forward to in the future. First off, I just have to say thank you to everyone who is listening right now, to everyone who has ever listened to this podcast. There is absolutely no way I'd still be podcasting after 4 years if you guys weren't showing up every week alongside me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of you are in my DMs leaving comments, and I've come to know you and consider you friends. Some of you are silent lurkers, silent listeners, which I love. So thank you for your quiet support week after week. I just really needed to make sure I started this episode with gratitude for all of you. Because as I said, if you weren't here, this thing would not be chugging along. Like, if the podcast is the car and I'm the driver, you guys are my destination. I have no clue where that analogy just came from, but we're rolling with it. And the guest is my co-pilot. This is great. We're just going to keep going on the car analogy. Anyway, so thank you all so much for being here. I really cannot express like the gratitude I feel for your support. It's impossible for me to get that across to you guys in any way, but just know that I feel it like from the bottom of my heart. And I thank you also for putting up with me for 4 years, which is on to the goods and bads of the podcast. So this time of year, I always end up doing a lot of reflecting about the last year of the podcast. And first off, we're definitely ahead of last year's birthday episode, if you remember that. If you want to go back and listen to that, basically, I was like in the middle of a mental breakdown, having panic attacks, and was like, hey guys, I need to take a sabbatical for a few months. And I did. And then I came back and I felt great. We're doing better this year, that's for sure. So thank goodness for that. Yes, I was super busy last month and I did have to take a week off, but this is what I mean by thank you for still being here and putting up with me when I do need to take an occasional week off or I do need to take a sabbatical. Because one of my biggest insecurities with the podcast for many years now, it's the words I say to myself, the judgment I project on myself is that you all are showing up for me constantly and I feel like I only show up for you 80% of the time. And what I mean by that is my insecurities. So this is, as I said, these are the words I say to myself. It's, you know, oh, Carly, you haven't gotten the merch out. You're not expressing your love for everyone. You're not expressing your gratitude for everyone because you said you were going to do this and your merchandise line is still not out and people are asking for it. The website is not done. You know, I get super busy and I randomly have to take a week off. And I feel ashamed of that. Like, I feel like I'm not giving you guys 100% as you give me. But throughout this past year, I have those words, those insecurities still do pop up. I still do have those thoughts, but I've really been able to work through them. And instead of thinking of all of you listeners as the relationship that I'm not living up to, I think of it more as like a friendship where there's no quid pro quo. You're there for each other as much as you can be. And so I've really tried to reframe my mind instead of like this back and forth between us. It's that you guys accept me for who I am as a podcast host. And you know that I am trying my hardest and it does hurt me when I have to take a week off. And if I make a decision like that, or if I take a couple of weeks off over the holidays, or if I, you know, want to take the summer off or whatever it is, you know that it's, I don't take that decision lightly. And so many of you have told me that, like through DMs or whatever it is, you've made that clear to me of like, hey, we're just happy you're doing this. Do it however you need to do, which is so wonderful. So as I said, thank you for your support. And I've done a lot of inner work this past podcast year, like April to April, to feel that as well for myself. You know, so like last year's episode at this time was me coming to the realization that it was okay to take that sabbatical. To round it out for this year, I've realized like it's okay to be whatever type of podcaster I want to be, which you will understand in a second when I talk about podcast updates for this next year. Another positive that I've kind of worked through and come out of with this year is I think my relationship with the podcast itself, as I said, it's like its own entity. That relationship is much better as well. I've been really reframing my mind, really taking ownership of like, this is my own creative endeavor. So I can ask, what does it give me? How can I change it if it doesn't serve me? Rather than letting it lead me, if that makes sense, like letting it control my actions. This sounds so odd as if it is its own being. So I hope I'm making sense. What I'm saying is I think I had so much in my mind of this is what you need to do for the podcast, Carly. This is what people expect. This is how you have to do it. This is how you started. This is how you have to continue. And so that's what I mean by like the podcast was controlling my actions. And so this year I've really worked on taking back ownership of that. Yes, it's taken on a life of its own, but you're still at the steering wheel. Like I said, car analogy, you're in the driver's seat. That's been a positive to come out of this year. And then other positives, if we want to do like a little retrospective look back at just some amazing episodes we had this year. You know, I was able to reconnect with a few returning guests. So like Dink Dog Mom, that was Blair. And I, you know, had dinner at her house and hung out with her and her husband and her dogs. That was a great episode. I covered a lot of topics that I had been wanting to cover for a long time. So like hunting with a hound dog, emergency vet hospital info, Alaskan sled dogs and mushing. Charlotte Ashley and I did that two-part episode of marketing and consumerism in the pet industry, which is a topic we wanted to talk about for so long. Did an episode on dog dental health. We did that interior design episode with Emma Shea. The menstrual cycle one with telling your tales. I just think there were so many episodes this year on topics that I really have wanted to cover for a long time. And I found the right guest to do that with. All of the guests, of course, are amazing all the time. But finding that right person to that you just really connect with and you can just have a great conversation. Especially topics that are not necessarily an informational thing, you know, it's like the interior design or the like menstrual cycle stuff. It's things that are not inherently dog episodes, but it's life with a dog. It's with a dog. It's like you with a dog is the whole premise of the podcast. So it was topics that I really wanted to cover because it affects us as humans and then how that ties in to your relationship and your life with your dog. That was another like really great positive thing to come out of this year. Of course, we did have some downsides with Lupin passing, you know, back in November, and you guys were so amazing through that. The love and support and messages and everything you guys did when Loopy passed really meant so much to me. And then also those months afterwards that honestly we're still kind of in, me learning my life without him. Back to a one dog household with Albus, just recognizing like some realities about losing your first dog. You guys were just amazing during that. So I say big thank you for that. So even though that was a negative through the year, it was also, I think, a positive in many ways just from the absolute support and love I felt from everyone. Because of that support and love, I think I was able to heal from Loopy's passing a lot quicker than I ever thought I would be able to. And I think another positive of a personal like life change for me was I've done a lot of work on myself this last year. I think I realized I needed to after this time last year's little like mental crisis. And when I say work on myself, I mean you know, sought out and saw a therapist for a little bit and really just looked at some of my habits that I've gotten into and why I've gotten into those habits. I've really tried to read a lot more like nonfiction or, I mean, like kind of self-help books, but I would say it's like that health and wellness sphere of self-help books. I've done a lot more on that. I also made the move and talked with my doctor about getting on ADHD medication, which has honestly made such an amazing difference in my life. I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8. And my parents were amazing. They, you know, they obviously saw it early on and then also were able to make lifestyle changes for me. And that's what I've relied on up until now, is just kind of like lifestyle, habit, routine, practices, whatever, to manage some of that executive dysfunction that comes along with ADHD. I'm not saying that it's like crippling or that I can't function in society or I can't, you know, show up at my job if I'm not on medication. That's not how it presents for me. But I did want to explore, what if I did get a little bit of help with this? Like, what if I have not explored the medication option before and I want to see if it makes any difference? And what brought that on, seeking out that medication, was how, for the first time pretty much in my entire life, I was inactive when I tore my Achilles. So that was, as you guys know, two Decembers ago. And then that's what led to my little sabbatical that I had to take this time last year, because I was just on such a low activity throughout that winter, since I was on crutches and there was ice outside and I was just not physically active. And there's a reason I've been so physically active my whole life, and it's because it's one of those lifestyle things to combat some of the ADHD symptoms that I have. I think I've talked about this on the Friends with a Dog episodes. I don't know if I've ever explicitly gone into it on the With a Dog episodes. So if you guys are hearing this again, I'm sorry. But basically, I had a lot of symptoms and issues after I tore my Achilles because of that low activity, and it wasn't getting better even as I started upping my activity again. And so that's why I sought out just trying medication, just like, hey, let's see how it goes. And that's what my doctor agreed with as well. And so far, it's been absolutely great. I can definitely say it has made an improvement in the podcast. So that's why I'm bringing it up in this anniversary episode. As I said, it's not something that I think really negatively impacts my life on the day-to-day, my ADHD. So it's never something that I've been overly concerned with. But I have noticed a significant improvement in my ability to get stuff done and my decision making. I talked about my decision making and ADHD paralysis like on that Back to Basics episode from a couple months ago. I'm not going to continue going into it anymore, but I just want to say that has been a positive, that I've noticed a significant improvement in my ability to just send out those guest emails, be really clear and focused on what my priorities are with the podcast, make better decisions for the podcast and for all of you. I've just felt really good about that. So that's been a positive of this last year. And also my branding. That has been wonderful. Technically, that was what, like last September/August when I restarted the podcast after my 4-month sabbatical break, ghosting you guys, whatever you want to call it. Ashley was so wonderful to redo my branding, just tweaked it a little bit and made it absolutely so usable for me, because that was a pain point of the podcast for me. It was a really hard time to not only get the guest on and edit and produce the episode and get it up, but then also to market it and finagle with logos and graphics and all of that. Ashley was so wonderful for that. So the branding was definitely a positive. And, you know, as I'm talking through all this, I think really what this last year was realizing what was working for me and what was not, and fixing it. Seeing the pain points in not only the podcast, but also my life. Identifying those pain points in the first place, reflecting on them, and coming to some solutions as well. So a lot of those solutions have been made this last year, but then some are coming up in this next year. So moving on to year 5 of the podcast, something that's been on my mind a lot lately as I've gotten older is this idea of different iterations that you go through, or like different versions of yourself that you go through during life. For example, sometimes you are you know, the athlete. Sometimes you rot on the couch. Sometimes you are the party girl. Sometimes you're the girl boss. And when I say sometimes, I mean like for years. So some years you are this. Some years you are hustling in your career. Some years as a dog mom, you are just all up on the training and the food and everything and being like over the top. And some years you've got it all figured out with you and your dog. It's almost like going through different genres of your own personality and whatever's presenting at that time in your life. To swing this back around to the podcast, it's been on my mind because I myself have gone through different iterations as a podcaster about what I like about the podcast, what I don't, what I want to talk about, what I don't want to talk about, how active I want to be on social media, or how much time I spend editing. I've changed throughout the years as a podcaster, but then the podcast itself, if we go back to it being its own entity, the podcast has also gone through different iterations. You know, year one was with my co-host Izzy. After that, it was like me hustling, trying to be perfect with some other stuff, and then taking a break. Me, you know, really only talking to like fellow Dogstagram people, not doing as many informational episodes. The podcast itself has gone through different iterations. And I think going back to what I mentioned earlier about one of my insecurities, I think I was very nervous in the past that every time it changed, every time I did something different, I felt like maybe I was not showing up for all of you in the way that I wanted to. So I was very afraid of changing the podcast in any way. Because as I said, it's as much as it's my own creative endeavor, as much as it's my car that I'm the driver of, you guys are the destination. So if the car turns into a bike, I'm not going to be reaching my destination in the way that I want. But this year, I am so excited for that change. And as I said, I think that's due to a lot of the inner work and work I've done for myself and the podcast this last year. I'm so excited to make some changes that I think will make not only the podcast better, but will make me a better podcaster as well. It'll take off a little bit of concerns off my own shoulders and make some things a little easier so that I can show up for you guys week after week, or I can bring you guys that merchandise or those blog posts or those book club or whatever it is that I've been trying to do for years. With these updates I'm about to go over, just know I have put a lot of thought into them. I do still want to hear from you guys, though. So if you want to, feel free to send me a DM or email, however you want to reach out to me and say, yes, I really want this, or I'm a little nervous about this, or hey, can you bring this guest on? I always want to hear those kind of things. So definitely reach out to me with what you think about these changes. Let's get into these changes for podcast year 5. 1, Friends with a Dog is no longer. All of the people who subscribed to Charlotte, Ashley, and I's Friends with a Dog exclusive episodes, those came out twice a month on Apple and Spotify, and you paid $4.99 a month for it. We did discontinue that a couple weeks ago. There was no drama. Charlotte, Ashley, and I, honestly, actually, that should have been, I forgot to mention that in the like positives of this last year, is we have such a great friendship. We get along so well. We had so many great FWOD episodes. But doing 2 extra episodes a month and then them also coming on with a dog, it was a lot. You know, it was a lot of fun and I loved every second and so did they, but it was also taxing to a certain extent. So we decided to discontinue those episodes. Some of those exclusive episodes that we did over the last 2 years, I may release a couple of those on this With a Dog podcast too. So if you were never an exclusive subscriber, you may still get to hear some of those episodes. It's not the last that we'll be hearing from them. So when I say FWOD is over, I just mean the exclusive. Both of them are still coming on the With a Dog podcast for maybe some fun discussions and life updates. Speaking of different iterations and versions, I'm excited about this next, you know, iteration of our friendship is not going to be based on podcasting together. We can just all like hang out and go visit each other just as friends, which I'm really excited for. And then also, this change allows me some extra time, so I'm not putting out 2 extra episodes every month and editing them, which sometimes could get very hard because it was 3 of us, you know, talking over each other for hours on end sometimes. So I won't have that on my plate anymore, which means that I do have the ability to add on some extra features of the With a Dog podcast. and be more intentional with some of my choices on here. That was update number one. No more FWOD. Next is I am going to be adding some bonus episodes every month. They're going to be short, you know, 20, 30 minute episodes, Small Business Saturdays. So it's going to, a bonus episode is going to come out on a Saturday, only one or two a month, as I said. And it's going to be a small business in the pet industry who wants to get their name out there. They're going to sponsor their own episode. And a reason I decided to do this is because I have so many small businesses reaching out to me constantly wanting to be on the podcast. And one of the stressful things was having to say no to them. I didn't want to, you know, so a lot of them have just such an amazing business or such cool products, but I can't, you know, every Wednesday, I don't want to just highlight a business for you guys. That's not the type of content that I want to put out there. I don't think that's the type of content that you guys expect from the With a Dog podcast. But I still want to support these amazing entrepreneurs, these amazing small business owners. But also, you know, it was one of those things of I would be using my platform to market them, essentially, for free. And that was another thing I kind of struggled with. And you guys know I tell you everything about the podcast and what's going on in my mind and the reason behind certain decisions. So we're talking money now. So I'm having them sponsor their own episode. And it's purely just the payment for how much it's going to take of my time to produce the episode. It's just going to be like a little profile on their business, what's cool about it, why all of you should check it out, how it helps the dog community. So they will be sponsoring their own episode, and they're also going to have the opportunity to sponsor a other bonus episode, which is going to be, I haven't quite figured out the name yet, but what I want to do is Shelter Sunday. So basically a profile of like a rescue or a shelter, because I also have a lot of them wanting to come on my podcast and get the word out about, you know, the great work that they do, or maybe help that they need for their rescue. And I do want to market them for free because they are a nonprofit. But it's once again, the time and the money and the balance of content and all this stuff. I can't tell you guys how many I get, how many people reach out to me wanting to be on the podcast. And I just feel so terrible saying no to like a rescue who does amazing work. So the small businesses, we're going to work something out. They'll sponsor their own episode. But also if they want to champion a shelter or rescue or something, they will also have the opportunity to sponsor that episode as well. But that's another thing that is coming to the pod this next year. And that just, it makes me feel so good. Like I want to help the dog community. And when people reach out wanting to get their name out there, I've struggled with it for honestly these last 4 years of trying to figure out how to help them without it ending up being a really bad decision for my own mental health and my own time and energy. So those are some new bonus episodes that will be coming out this year. If you have any small businesses that you know they want to get their name out there, feel free to send them my way. And then last but not least, this change has not been fully formulated. It is very much a thought that I know I'm going to go with, but I don't know how it's going to come to fruition. I don't know what it's going to look like. So basically, I really want to start bundling my episodes together on the same topic. Because as you guys know right now, it's every single Wednesday and it's a new topic every week. And what I would love to do is start doing series. So like a, let's say 4 to 8 week, something in that range, series on a specific topic. So it could be like veterinary medicine. And I bring on, you know, someone in like the emergency veterinary group. And then I bring on a vet nurse to talk about their role and the type, their job and everything. And then I bring on maybe a veterinary like oncologist or something, you know. So basically it's a series. It's a 4 to 8 week series on like one topic, but it's different episodes, different takes. I'm asking different questions and different guests and everything. And so I've really been wanting to do that for a long time, but I had a hard time. I was kind of trying to figure out what the right balance would be, because let's say I do a series on puppies, and if you, you know, are over there, I like my 5-year-old rescue dog, this doesn't really apply to me. I felt like I potentially wasn't serving you. Like I wouldn't be showing up for you and what you want to hear about. But as I said, going through all the pain points, learning, you know, treating the podcast as like my own creative endeavor and I am in the driver's seat and what works for me. I think bundling these topics together will be really, really functional for me. I'm going to be able to dig deep into some topics that I've really been wanting to for a long time. You guys will be able to ask questions throughout that as well. So I'll tell you, next segment is training or something. And you can say, please do an episode on recall. Please do an episode on this type of training versus this. And I'll be able to accommodate that with the questions I ask the guests and what we talk about. Additionally, this is really going to be helpful because I may end up taking some breaks in between each series. So just like a 2-week break potentially, but I think it just, something about it in my mind, it works better this way. I know that there will be like kind of a little built-in break coming up. I'll be able to hustle for those 4 to 8 weeks, take a little break, and then get back to producing another series. So I think this is going to help me avoid some burnout. I can plan things around the series as well. So like my own vacations and things going on. I can work ahead for the future a little bit more, I think, too. Whereas right now, obviously, we've been doing it for 4 years and it has been working just like every Wednesday, no matter what. But it's a different topic every week. It's been working. It's okay. But I'm looking forward to changing things up and trying out something new without the fear of losing listeners or losing download numbers or anything like that. So those are all the changes. And with all these changes, as I said, it really is about releasing some of those pain points so that I can hopefully also give you guys the merch and the blog posts and the book club and everything that we've been talking about, all of those other little extras. I hopefully will now have the time and ability to really get on all of those as well. Between the work I've done on myself and the changes to the podcast, I think this is going to be like the best year yet, guys. I don't think I've actually ever said that on an anniversary episode. I am just so psyched for this coming year. I feel so much more secure in myself and myself as a podcaster. I mean, it's been 4 years. I've got an undergrad in podcasting at this point. So year 5 is just getting out there and having fun with it and having fun with all of you. So that is the end of today's episode. That is the anniversary celebration. Thank you for sticking through this. I know this was a little bit more of like a niche topic and discussion, very much not related to dogs at all, but it is the podcast's anniversary. So we had to pay her homage and talk about her the whole episode. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the last 4 years. I'm going to post a little thing celebrating the 4-year anniversary of the podcast. Go comment whatever your favorite episode has been or maybe some top episodes. Follow me on With a Dog Podcast on Instagram, Carly With a Dog on my personal Instagram and TikTok. I will see you next time. Bye. All content on the With a Dog podcast is for informational and comedic purposes only. It should not replace professional advice, treatment, or diagnosis by a certified veterinarian, trainer, or behaviorist.